Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to Divine Parables, a series here on the Qalam podcast, which explores the metaphors, the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives to us within the Quran. Mufti Hussein Kamani will go through in depth an analysis of all the different parables that are present within the Quran. So inshallah, go ahead, listen, benefit, share with family and friends, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from all of us. Before we get started with the session, once again, I wanted to remind everyone that alhamdulillah, Qalam is dedicated to bringing this kind of understanding and knowledge of Islam to each and every single person all around the world. We ask you to become our partners in this endeavor by supporting the work that Qalam does by going to supportqalam.com. Supportqalam.com. Go there, contribute, donate, become a sustainer, and have this as a sadaqah jariyah. Every single person that will listen, that will learn, that will benefit from it, you will have the reward of that. Jazakumullahu khairan. Now let's get on with the session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Khususan ala sayyidir rusul wa khatamil anbiya wa ala alihi al-askiya wa ashabihi al-atqiya. Amma ba'd. There's a famous story that once an Abbasid Khalifa was looking at the moon one night, and he was enjoying the beauty of the moon. And he said to his wife that if you are not more beautiful than the moon, then you are divorced. Now he asked the people around him, "Do you guys think my wife is more beautiful than the moon?" Those that were around him gave him a moment of honesty and they said, "She's beautiful, but not more beautiful than the moon." So this Khalifa was in a catch now because he stipulated the divorce and conditioned it on his wife being more beautiful than the moon. So they went to many fuqaha and scholars like we all do when we're in trouble. Is there a solution? Is there a way to maintain this marriage somehow? So one of the scholars, he said that your wife is more beautiful than the moon because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, that we've granted the most beauty to the insan. And the scholars, they quote this ayah of the Quran to show the honor of the human being, the insan. Similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he says, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا بَنِي آدَمٍ, that indeed we have honored the children of Adam alayhi salam. We see in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we've given honor to this creation, and in particular, certain groups, certain nations that came within the insan were given a special honor. People ask all the time that are there other creations out there? Are there aliens that exist somewhere in the universe? Well, from a Quran and Hadith perspective, we can't speak definitively, because the Quran is not here to tell us about the different elements and different creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's here as a guide. But what we do know is that even if there are other creations out there, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, يَا بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَتِيَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَأَنِّي فَضَّلْتُكُمْ عَلَى الْعَالَمِينَ. That, O Bani Israel, we have given you honor over all of the worlds. So no matter what creation is out there, the greatest honor was granted to this insan, this human being. However, we can't just walk around with this badge of honor on our chest that I am honored because the Quran says I'm honored and I'm special. Like unfortunately some Muslims, they look at those who are not Muslims and they say, I'm greater than you, I'm better than you because I'm a Muslim. Some of us may look at animals and say, I'm better than this animal because I'm a Muslim. I'm a human being. In order for you to retain an honor, you have to be worthy of carrying that honor first and foremost. You have to make sure you uphold the merits of that honor. You can't just be special because you were born as an Arab. You can't just be special because you were born from a particular region or speak a particular language or have a special skin tone. These things don't matter. What matters is how you carry yourself. There may be a person, and I say this with, you know, with a heavy heart, who might carry the blood of Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu. In terms of his lineage, he may be a Siddiqi, he may be a Faruqi, this person may be Uthmani, he may be related to these great people. But if that person doesn't carry the merits of the people who they attribute themselves to, then what good is that lineage? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to his own daughter Fatima radiallahu anha, that I will be of no help to you on the Day of Judgment. You will have to carry your own. The reason why I say this is so we learn to humble ourselves. We learn to understand that being an insan comes with responsibilities. Being from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes with a special responsibility. Being a Muslim and wanting that honor of being a Muslim, it comes with a responsibility. If you've memorized the Quran, if you follow the sunnah, if you've learned and studied the deen, and you want the honor, you have to make sure you fulfill that responsibility. And I stand here and speak openly. Even for parents who claim that I am the door to my child's Jannah, you have to make sure you carry the merit of being a good parent first. Because if you aren't a good parent, your Jannah is not secured. Rather, you will be questioned, and it's very possible that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may give you double the punishment if your own child is destined to punishment in the hereafter. As Allah Azza wa Jalla says in the Quran, that children will make dua against their parents and they will say, رَبَّنَا آتِهِمْ ضِعْفَيْنِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ وَلْعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. Ya Allah, whatever punishment you've stored for us today, give them double the punishment. وَلْعَنْهُمْ لَعْنًا كَبِيرًا. And give them the greatest curse there is, send it upon these two people. If you ever want honor of something, make sure you fulfill the merits of that honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, in verse number 179, of Surah Al-A'raf, he reminds us that sometimes what happens is a person forgets the purpose of the honor and they start losing their merits and they begin to degrade themselves and degrade themselves and degrade themselves where they are no longer even classed in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as an insan, as a human being. Look at the creation around you, look at the animals around you, and you will find special characteristics in them. There is a famous scholar, Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala. He said that if the human being were able to adopt some key characteristic that even a dog possesses, you could become a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There are some characteristics within dogs. And one of the scholars actually wrote a book dedicated just to this, Fadlul Kilab ala kathirin mimman labisa thiyab. The virtue of dogs over many of those who wear garments. You know, sometimes even an animal takes virtue over the human being. Now, in order to understand this issue a little further, you have to realize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave something special to the insan that was not given to other creations. If you compare the insan with every other creation, including the jinn, including the malaika, if you were to compare the insan to the jinn and the angels, you would find something special that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave to the insan. Be it the ability to understand, the ability to speak, Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Qur'an, Allamahu al-Bayan. He gave the human being the ability to speak. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the insan special knowledge. Allama Adam al-Asma'a kullaha, thumma aradahum ala al-Malaika. Faqala anbi'uni bi asma'i ha'ulai in kuntum sadiqeen. Qalu, subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana. The summary of these verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave a special knowledge to the insan. And then asked the angels, answer these questions for me. And the angels, they said, Ya Allah, we only have knowledge that you've given us. And clearly you've given a special knowledge to the insan. So there are special gifts that Allah has given us. For example, our ability to understand, our ability to process, our ability to be able to communicate our feelings and our emotions in a very articulate, specific manner. But what happens is sometimes, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a person a blessing, rather than using it the way it should be used, we end up using it for wrong things. The hands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, He gave us these hands for a purpose. If we stop using them for that purpose, rather, in the worst case scenario, we actually start using these hands to disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How disgusting is that? How low is that for the insan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you aql, gave you a heart, so that way you can connect with Him. But you've connected with everything in the world except for Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to this insan, Ya ayyuhal insan ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. I gave you so many things to connect with me, you connected with everything and everyone, but you forgot to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gave you a tongue to do His dhikr, and this tongue does everything except for the dhikr of Allah. Allah gave you these eyes to reflect over the world and read His Qur'an, but these eyes reflect over everything, but they don't reflect over the Qur'an, and don't connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His creation. Now, in verse number 179 of Surah Al-A'raf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ ضَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. That indeed we have created a large creation who will go to the fire of hell, from the jinn and from the ins, from the unseen creation of Allah, the jinn, and the ins and the human beings. Why are these people going to the fire of hell? لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُنَ بِهَا. Because they have hearts, but these hearts don't serve their purpose. They don't help them connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These hearts do not understand. وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا. They have eyes, but they can't see with these eyes. They're blind. All of my signs are surrounding them. All of my calls are around them. But they can't see these signs. وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا. They have ears, but they don't listen. They can hear everything, but they can't hear me. They can see everything, they can't see me. They can understand sophisticated math formulas, the sophistication of the human body, but they don't understand me. So if these eyes help you with everything, but they don't help you with me, then what was the purpose of these eyes? I gave you these eyes for my sake. I gave you these ears for my sake. I gave you this brain, this intellect, this heart for my sake. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. These people have become like cattle who don't have the ability to use these limbs of theirs, these special organs given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in such sophisticated fashion. أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ. بَلْ هُمْ أَضَلْ. Rather, they are even further gone. They are even worse than the animals. Now, the scholars, they say, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, أُولَٰئِكَ كَالْأَنْعَامِ? Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi alayhi says, فَهُمْ كَالْأَنْعَامِ أَيْ هِمَّتُهُمْ الْأَكْلُ وَالشُّرْ. Allah says they are like cattle. Why? Because the cattle, they only live to eat and drink. And that's what the insan has become now. You are so much more sophisticated, but the only thing you live for now is eat, drink, sleep, defecate, and that's a cycle of your life. You're like a cattle when you could have done so much more. Balhum adal, you are worse than the cattle. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say this? The reason is because al-an'amu ta'rifu Allah wal-kafiru la ya'rifuhu. Because even animals know Allah. But this person who doesn't see with their heart, doesn't see with their eyes, can't understand with their ears, can't listen, this person doesn't even know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this scenario, very clearly, the animal is better than the human being. Similarly, الْأَنْعَامُ مُطِيعَةٌ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى وَالْكَافِرُ غَيْرُ مُطِيعٌ. The animal is obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And here, this human being is clearly defiant of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As-Zujaj, he says, بَلْهُمْ أَضَلُّ لِأَنَّ الْأَنْعَامَ تُبْصِرُ مَنَافِعَهَا وَمَضَرَّهَا فَتَسْعَى فِي تَحْصِيلِ مَنَافِعِهَا وَتَحْتَرِزُ عَنْ مَضَرِّهَا وَهَؤُلَاءِ الْكُفَّارُ وَأَهْلُ الْعِنَادِ أَكْثَرُهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُعَانِدُونَ وَمَعَ ذَلِكَ فَيُسُرُّونَ عَلَيْهِ. That you look at the cattle, when they know something benefits them, they go towards that. When the cattle sees, and an animal sees that something will harm them, what do? They stay away from that. They run away from that. And here are these people who are arrogant and they are aware of their arrogance. يَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُعَانِدُونَ. They know that they are arrogant people. And yet they continue to be arrogant. يُسِرُّونَ عَلَيْهِ. So that makes you worse than animals. Similarly, إِنَّهَا تَفِرُّ أَبَدًا إِلَىٰ أَرْبَابِهَا. That animals always run to their leaders. They run to their owners. They run to the one who looks after them. وَمَنْ يَقُوبُ بِمَصَالِحِهَا وَالْكَافِرُ يَهْرِبُ عَنْ رَبِّهِ وَإِلَهِهِ الَّذِي أَنَعَمَ عَلَيْهِ بِنِعَمٍ لَا حَدَّ لَهَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala favored these people repeatedly, and yet these people are worse than cattle. Rather than going to their master, they turn away and they run away from their master. So when we look at these verses, we ask ourselves, have we carried the honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to carry? Do we carry those merits? Have we lived up to those merits or not? We pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to be good, solid human beings. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to live up to the honor that He created us for. And that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects us and our children. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.